The state's Help America Vote Act database went fully operational on August 6th, and it's been used to cross-check the personal information of everyone who's registered since that time. These so-called HAVA checks essentially mean comparing what people enter on their voter registration forms with information they have on file with the Department of Transportation and the Social Security Administration. It turns out this produces a lot of discrepancies. The Government Accountability Board says nearly a quarter of everyone who's registered since the 6th had some kind of error in their files. Julie Helt is the Wanakee Village clerk. She says forcing election workers to review registrations going back 2.5 years would have overwhelmed them this close to the election.
If the requirement is that you have to pass a HAVA check in order to be able to vote, we are truly disenfranchising many electors across the state of Wisconsin.
But City of Milwaukee Election Commissioner and 4th Congressional District Republican Party Chair Bob Spindell called the board's inaction a terrible injustice. He says the state and municipalities should do whatever it takes to make sure there's no voter fraud.
And it's extremely important because Wisconsin is so close. If this, you know, if this were a red state or blue state, fine, who cares? But this could be the presidency of the United States on the line.
But some members of the Government Accountability Board said the Republican Party was overstating the potential for fraud in the system, and the board staff said the GOP's request would have meant checking an additional 1 million forms between now and November. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.